That was Ecce Gratum from Karl Orff's Carmina Burana featuring Franz Welser, Most in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And I am so excited about a symphonic spectacular event coming up close to home very, very soon. That is a collaboration of the North York Concert Orchestra and the Pax Christi Chorale at the George Weston Recital Hall at the Meridian Arts Center on June 9th, 5 p.m. And it is my pleasure to welcome both directors, Raphael Luce of the North York Concert Orchestra and Elaine Choi of the Pax Christi Chorale. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start with just how grand your upcoming concert is. How many people are you going to have on stage?
Daniel, this is going to be amazing. In addition to Pax Christi Chorale, we also have the Bach Children's Chorus that will be joining us. And of course, three amazing soloists. So we're going to have over 200 people on stage with everybody involved.
Just amazing. Now, there must be a lot of preparation behind the scenes here.
A lot.
Yeah.
So much excitement. I mean, the youth being able, giving them such an opportunity to perform with masters on stage. You have a great cast of singers. Tell us a little bit about the excitement that's happening backstage right now, because this is just coming up in 4 days.
In 4 days, yes. So for NYCO, and then I'll ask Elaine to give a little bit of a view on how it has been with Fox. But with NYCO, we started rehearsals at about 6 weeks ago. We're a community orchestra. We rehearse once a week. And this week specifically is the most intense week, because that's when we get both organizations together and we untie all the knots that need us to, just to be clear. And we had a wonderful rehearsal on Monday, and we will have another rehearsal today, and then again a dress rehearsal on Sunday to get ready for the show. I can tell you that everybody in the orchestra is super excited. I had a lot of great reviews after the Monday rehearsal with Pax Christi. So we're just very excited about it.
Amazing. And you've programmed an absolutely spectacular choral work from the pen of Karl Orff, triumphant and filled with a sense of suspense all throughout. Can you walk us through some of the other works on the program? I see you're starting with another favorite of ours here on the Jukebox. That's the Camille Saint-Saëns Bacchanal, what I like to call party music.
Party music, for sure. And I think it goes so well with the program with Carmina Burana, because they basically talk about the same thing, right? Just enjoying life and all this. But please, I would like to ask Elaine to tell a little bit about the Brahms.
Interesting. Nanny. Yes, Elaine, go ahead.
We also have the Brahms Nanny on the program, and just to create a little bit of juxtaposition in terms of the sound and the sonic experience for the audience and also for our choir members and musicians on stage, because of course Carmina Burana is always known as being so thrilling and party music and just so vibrant, and all of a sudden Brahms is going to kind of almost like a beautiful warm-up that is going to cleanse our ears, a little bit of a palate cleanser in a consoling feeling, absolutely lush harmony. But the thing I feel ties together is there is a sense of mysteries that come with Brahms Nanny that talk about the Greek mythology and also all the inevitable beauty must die. It is a lament, but in a beautiful, consoling way. So that is going to shape our first half and kind of prepare ourselves to more unexpected twist of turn of events that comes Carmina Burana.
Terrific. Well, you're giving your audience a bit of an emotional roller coaster, which is a hallmark of great programming.
Exactly.
Of course, Orpheus tries to rescue Eurydice in the underworld. Schiller's take on the myth. Interesting. Well, good luck to you and your team. Check out nyco.ca. That is the website. The concert is taking place at the Meridian Arts Center in North York, June 9th at 5 p.m. Get your tickets at NYCO. I'm speaking with Raphael Luce. He is the director of the North York Concert Orchestra, and also with Elaine Choi, who is the director of the Pax Christi Chorale. Anything else you'd like to share with us about why we must come and see this event?
I would say, Daniel, if you're interested in this program, we have very few tickets available. This is going to be a really incredible afternoon.
Good to hear. I expect you to sell out with a program like this.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and your team. And get your tickets now, nyco.ca, before they sell out. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Raphael. All the best to you both and your team in putting this monumental event together.
Thank you very much.
We'll see everyone on Sunday.
And now another moment from the Carmina Burana. Here's Intrutina. Let's have a listen.